Moed Cotton Perk Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Moshchim Esamayim Me'ilon Le'ilon. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that one is allowed to draw water from one tree to another tree. The Rav says that we're dealing with the stay base habal, in other words, a regular field, a regular irrigated field, not a base hashloch in a thirsty field. Now, the interesting thing is we're dealing a field now with trees, because we're saying that Blessed Ben Yaakov says that you can draw water from one tree to another tree. The Rav just said in the previous Mishnayos that a stay ilon, it seems, can never have a beis hashlochen. Beis hashlochen is dafka by a sada that has like grain and vegetables and things like that, where if you don't water it, it can dry out. But it seemed like an ilon can last longer. Now, the Taisyantiv actually learns that it sounds like the Rav is being chozer over here, that he holds that even a field that has trees in it can also be a base hashlochin, and therefore the Rav says, but over here this case was not a base hashlochin. It's a regular base habal, and since it's chol moed and it's not such a tircha, and it's a stay base hashlochin, which is something where if you didn't water it, nothing really bad would happen to it. It's just better for the trees if you water them. So since it's not just such a tircha, you're allowed to water from one tree to the next. Uvilvan shelo yashkes kol hasada, as long as you don't water the whole field of trees, because when you do that, that the Rav explains is a big tircha, and since it's a big tircha, that wouldn't be allowed to do in a sada beis habal with trees. But like we said in the first Mishnah, that a sada beis hashlochin, that if you wouldn't water it, it's going to die out, a davar avad, that you're allowed to irrigate the whole field even though it is a tircha. Zram shelo shasu lufnei moed lo yashkin b'moed. Things that were growing and were not irrigated before Chol Moed, so therefore, if you didn't irrigate it now, nothing really bad would happen to it. Lo yashkin b'moed. So don't irrigate it, don't water it during Chol Moed, because it's not necessary. V'chacham matirim b'zeh uv'zeh. Zram shlo shasu lufnei ha-moed. And things that were planted that did not have any irrigation before Moed, they weren't watered. Lo yashkin b'moed. You don't need to be mashkid on Chol Moed. Taz Yantiv learns we're dealing with a sada beis hashlochin. But since it wasn't irrigated before Chol Moed anyway, you're not going to be causing it any loss. It's only when you start to water it and then you stop, that's when it causes a loss. V'cham matir in b'zeh uv'zeh. V'cham matir in both cases. V'cham matir, even if it wasn't irrigated before Chol Moed. Even if it's a stei habal, where it's not like a thirsty field. And therefore, by just watering it, you're just improving it. And it's just a benefit. It's not because of davar ha'avod. V'cham matir that. But the Rav says the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, because the Stam Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta seems to be going like him as well, and not like the Chachamim. However, the Rav points out, though, if you have a field that is very moist, that the ground is like clay, it's like very moist ground, that you're allowed to water on Chol Moed, even according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, because since it's so wet and moist, it's like Zroim that drank before Chol Moed, that you can continue to do it on Chol Moed as well.